Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're thriving in both life and business. Kathy and I are here to help you because we help you thrive. That's right. You can find us at wehelpyouthrive.com, where every day we are committed to shining a spotlight on your brilliance. You know you're an amazing person. We know you're an amazing person. You've got a message that needs to be shared, and we want to help you out with that. So today, we're going to talk to you a little bit about your life. Now, this is going to relate some to your business, and it's going to relate some to the things that you do outside of your business, because you need to be living your life. You need to be living it when you're at work. You need to be living it when you're at home. Whether you're working or playing, you need to live a life of possibilities. That's right, possibilities. Rather than living your life in limitation. Let me ask you, think about that for a minute. Do you grasp and live your life every day embracing the possibilities of life? Or do you instead find yourself limiting yourself because of the inherent internal belief that you have about you? So to help us talk about this today, I'm joined by a great guest, Dr. Karen Jacobson, and she is going to help us talk about a life of choice, not chance. So join me in welcoming Dr. Karen Jacobson. Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic, Steve. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, well, thanks for being a guest. I really appreciate it. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What's gotten you to this point in your life?
Well, I've been, I've actually had an interesting journey. I am like many Americans and other people who somewhere along the line change career around. And my career actually developed from within itself. And what I mean by that is I started off, I've had a chiropractic practice for over 24 years. And what got me to my practice was really my personal experience. When I was a teenager, I was diagnosed with systemic lupus. And for those who may not be aware of what systemic lupus is, it's an autoimmune disease, which basically means that the body becomes its own enemy and starts attacking its own tissue. It is a form of a rheumatoid, like an arthritic condition, and very often it's said that you really don't heal from the disease, you just have the ability to go into remission. To me, as a young woman in my late teens and into my early 20s, that wasn't really an acceptable answer. And I believed that if my body created it, my body can heal it. And so I went on a journey to really discover what I can do on my own. And I discovered everything from nutrition to personal development and a lot of emotional healing, including chiropractic. And after several years of spending time in and out of hospitals, when I started my own path, my body and my soul, more than anything, started healing. And ultimately, after getting a clean bill of health, I ended up enrolling in chiropractic school and becoming a chiropractor myself. Now, the key thing there was the fact that my nerve system was able to function properly and combat whatever it needed to, along with healthy living emotionally and chemically and physically. You know, really the key thing is keep the toxins out and put the good stuff in, whether it's body, mind, or spirit. And through the years in my practice, I had taught my patients all those principles that I was gathering on my own journey. And my practice really encompassed a lot of personal development as well as health and wellness. And fast forward over 20 years later, the aspect of really living at your full potential and being able to choose not only how you want to live, but what you want to do with your life was eminent. And at a certain point, that message became even greater than just the health and wellness side of the chiropractic practice. And I transformed fully into high performance speaking and mentorship and coaching platform, which is where we are today.
Great. So you talk to people about designing your life with possibility rather than limitation. What does that mean to you?
Let me give you an example. If you and I were in a room and there was, in the back of the room, there was a table that had some treats on it, there'd probably be a different way that we could each approach that table. You know, get to the end result. There's always more than one way. Those are the possibilities. And there's no right way or wrong way that is general. It's what is right for you and what is right for me. Most of the time when we grow up, we're taught what is right and wrong, and that's dictated by our family, by our environment, by society. Now, with a little caveat, when I mean right and wrong, that's not about what's not right morally. When I mean right and wrong, it's like if I choose, you know, there in some cultures that it's kind of expected that when you grow up, you're going to be a professional, a doctor or a lawyer or a professor. Whereas maybe for that individual, they want to be a painter or they want to be an athlete. That's the type of right and wrong. It's like, what is your soul yearning for? What is it looking to express? Hmm. And that's your choice on how you live your life.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. And I think a lot of times, especially as young adults, we are living our lives based on who we think our parents have told us we should be. Not even necessarily that they have told us, but just messages that we think we've picked up.
I agree with you 100%, Steve. You know, there's a book that was written by a nurse, which is called The Five Regrets of the Dying by Bonnie Ware. And one of the things that she talks about is she had done work with people, especially with chronic illnesses that were at the end of their lives, and asking them what was the number one regret. And most surprising, I know that when I've asked people that question, they'd say, well, that I may have not spent enough time with my family, or I didn't tell them that I loved them. And the truth is that the number one regret is actually different. The number one regret has generally been that I didn't live the life that I wanted to. Mm. I lived the life that other people wanted me to. And that's directly related to what you just said, in the sense that when we grow up, especially when we're kids, you know, the ages of 0 to 7 are imprint years. That's the time when we're like little SpongeBob, just absorbing everything that is around us. And the right and wrong is what we are taught. You can do this, you cannot do that. And, excuse me, we very often live this life that is expected of us. And we do the things that we think are the right things to do, even when sometimes they're not right for us.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I mean, I just think so much of my brother who joined the military when he was 18. And many, many years later, after he had, you know, been in for 4 or 5 years and then gotten out, him and my dad were having a conversation, and he said that he joined because he thought that's what he was supposed to do. And nobody really even knows where that message came from. It was just something that in his little brain, as a child, he felt like was a message he was being told.
And sometimes those messages that are being delivered, as an example, you know, was your father a patriot? Was he very, you know, very much throughout your life, did you grow up hearing about service and you love your country and so on and so forth? That could be right there a cause that your brother's subconscious mind adopted that message.
Hmm.
And it may not always be a message that's directly told to you. It's the conclusion that you draw from the events and the languaging and the experiences that you go through as a child.
And that really is kind of the point of it, is that there's an old saying, more is caught than taught. And often it is, as parents, the things that we're doing around our children, as opposed to necessarily the lessons that we're trying to teach them, that are the things that end up really sticking.
You're absolutely correct. One of the things that I'm not sure that many people are aware of, but on a daily basis, conscious thought is only 5% of our actions. Our subconscious, as people call it, sometimes they are called the unconscious mind, is 95% of what we do. 95% is habit. 95% is pre-programmed. And so, as we are creatures of habits, those habits develop because of those experiences, those values, and those beliefs that we have that create our own blueprint in our mind. And there's certain things that drive us that we may not even be aware of where they started. We just know those are things that we do. And the way to change them is to go back and change that blueprint.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, and we take for granted so much the things we do. How many of us have had the experience, like, say, for example, in the morning where we get up, we go through our total morning routine, and at some point during the course of the morning we realize that we're dressed and we've showered and we've done all those things, and we don't even really remember doing it, you know, because it's just so normal for us.
And that talks to that relates directly to people who are living in a way where it's unconscious and they're not necessarily present in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at life in the sense that we have a certain amount of moments that we're going to be here on this planet, and we can live them and go through them, or we can be present and experience them. I choose the second.
Which do you choose? Right now, today, forget about what's happened in your past. What do you choose today? Do you choose to live a life of possibility? Or are you living a life of limitation? Here's the great news. No matter what you have chosen, you can choose the direction and the course of your life right here, right now, in this moment. Think about that while you listen to these commercials, and we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Dr. Karen Jacobson. We are talking today about living a life of possibility rather than limitation. You can live your life by choice and not by chance. Doesn't that sound like a good message for us to embrace today? So let's jump right into that. Let's talk about a life of possibility. What's possible for life to be?
Life is possible for one to have whatever they choose, obviously, as long as it's that, you know, within their skill set, within their preparation. You know, if I have my mindset on doing something, and I create a plan of action, and I fully apply myself towards it, it may not yield 100% of the results that I want, because somewhere along the way, that may not be for my higher good. By the same token, I will still be ahead by attempting that possibility. And what I mean by that, as an example, several years ago, I had chosen to take Latin balling lessons. And I remember walking into the studio, handing the teacher my credit card, dropping it on the table, and saying, "Here's my credit card, tell me what I need to do." And I was ready to fully apply myself. I said, I want to see how far I can take this. Within 5 months, I was at my first competition, one of the fastest he's ever taken any of his students. Now, I never set in my mind earlier that I would be a competitive Latin ballroom dancer. But when that possibility showed up, I jumped on it. And I fully embraced it without any doubts, without any question. Within 2 years, I was top six U.S. finalists at the national championships. Now, did I have the makings of a national champion? I don't know. I never set my mind to that possibility, and I never applied myself to that. But I explored the possibility of going as far as I could with what I had right there. Never danced before. And so when somebody says to me, well, I can't dance, I have two left feet, don't limit yourself. Take a lesson. See what you can do.
You said a couple of things in there that I think are worth repeating and pointing back out. The first one you said was, when a possibility shows up. I love that phrase because I think if we don't live our lives expecting for things to show up, then we'll probably end up won't, or when they do, we won't see them. And secondly, and I loved this phrase that you said, I didn't do it because it wasn't what I had set my mind to, and I didn't apply myself to it. I think there's some just real major gems in that whole concept of what are you setting your mind to, and then are you applying yourself to that decision?
Absolutely, because limitation or expansion, they all come from within. You know, and different people have different ideas, different dreams. However, the limit comes specifically when you decide there's only a certain point you can go to. Now, yes, there are limitations of matter. I may not ever be 6'2". Not that I really want to.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, genetically and biologically, I'm designed to a certain height. And by the same token, what our mind can create, a mind and consciousness, are an unlimited vessel.
Hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of Tony Robbins saying that your mind cannot distinguish between what you vividly imagine and what you actually do. There is no actual difference in your brain.
Absolutely. So here's a really cool experiment. So what's your favorite dessert?
Right now I've been into chocolate.
Okay. So dark chocolate or white chocolate or milk
white,
chocolate?
White chocolate.
White,
yeah.
White chocolate. I want you to imagine that right in front of you is a dish with white chocolate, your favorite brand, and you're reaching out and picking up a piece. And as you take the piece, you bring it, and you actually can smell, you know, that white chocolate has a real specific aroma. And it's nice. It's almost just about to the point, Steve, that it's kind of melting a little bit in your fingers. And you put that in your mouth. Can you taste it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we did that, was your mouth watering as soon as you started thinking about the chocolate?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because of the fact that that is exactly true, your subconscious mind will not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. Therefore, when As an example, when people talk about the law of attraction and manifesting, that is the part that allows you to manifest because you are acting as if. So when, for instance, if I am working with, when I work with individual clients, if I'm working with an athlete, I had a client who was, believe it or not, a horseshoe thrower. And he was going, they have an Olympic type of competition that they have. He's an ex-police officer. And we had done exercises where he was visualizing his throw. He was practicing how long exactly his stride would be, how far the toss in the arm would be, practicing everything until he made that practice in his body and made it muscle memory. And then he visualized what it would be to stand on the podium as the winner. Hmm. He came back with the medal. He won. And he told me it happened exactly as he imagined it. Because he created that possibility for his future by doing that. And by the way, this is someone who has not really done anything that's related to personal development, or, you know, he's a retired police officer. He's in his 60s. He loves fishing and horseshoe tossing. But he was able to create the same results in his mind even without having that training or belief.
Hmm. So the question we need to ask ourselves is, what are we expanding and what are we limiting? What are the things that could be a possibility, but they aren't, only because of what we thought? So, Karen, could you talk to us a little bit about that? Talk to us a little bit about the whole concept of how it is that we adopt a lifestyle, if you will, of limiting ourselves. Why do we do that?
That goes back again to learned habits and behaviors from childhood. And as I mentioned earlier, we start off where our modeling age, the imprint age is 0 to 7. Modeling age is where we kind of pick our role models, is 7 to 14. And then from 14 to 21, we go more into social identity. And during those times, we act as a sponge, and the world around us leaves its impression on us. So when we start off by, you know, very often you'll see when a kid starts to learn how to speak, what do? They imitate the sounds. So when you say to a child, say dada or mama, they'll repeat it like a little parrot. Well, the concepts and the ideas, everything else is repeated the same way into our subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind takes direct commands, direct orders. It actually also takes things very personally. And so if you were a child and someone said no to you a lot, then that started creating in your mind limitations of what you can do and what you cannot do. If you were treated in a way where you were told that you can't do certain things, or that you were treated as though, oh, you're stupid, and anything that might have been offensive or limiting in the language that you heard spoken to you, your subconscious mind starts believing that. And that's the frame and the reference that you work from. I've had clients that when later on in life felt that they were limited in what they were doing and they wanted to expand, we got to truths about themselves when doing one-on-one work, that they realized that they got messages that they weren't good enough, and that they would never amount to anything. Now, today in education and in parenting, there's a lot more research and we know better to speak differently to our children. But even, you know, the baby boomer generation and even some of the Generation X still had received that language that created those limitations. And from that framework, when somebody says, well, I can't do that, I could never do that, that's because that belief was instilled in them as a child. So it may not be a conscious limitation. It would be more of a subconscious limitation.
And I would encourage everybody that's listening to take a minute and really think through some of the messages that you believe to be true and ask yourself, does this serve me? Is it worth it for me to take into my future, meaning even the next minute of my life? Or is this something that I am ready to leave in the past? We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Dr. Karen Jacobson. We're talking today about designing a life of possibility rather than limitation. I hope you've learned some things that have inspired you as well as have challenged you about the messages that you've had in your past and that you no longer have to take into your future. This message that I've been beating myself up with, that I've been telling myself I must do or that I should do, and are some of them just really something that would be good to let go of?
Absolutely. When one of the things that I talk about when I work with someone and explore that is looking at those messages. I know there's schools of thought that say, you know, just, you know, tell the nagging thoughts to just go away. I approach it a little differently because I believe that everything that we've had in our life serves us, just like you were saying, serves us until it doesn't serve us anymore. And I come from a place of gratitude that if I had a fear or if I had a limiting belief that served me up until today and now no longer serves me, I thank it for the service it has done, and I release it, and then I would do work to replace it.
I think that's a good process, too. What are some things that you can thank in your life for keeping you safe, for getting you through, for bringing you to where you are now? And then embrace them, hug them, and send them on their way.
Absolutely. Now, one of the processes that I use in my when I see private clients is timeline therapy. And timeline therapy is somewhat a crossover between, I would say, hypnotherapy and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which I'm sure you're familiar with when you mentioned Tony Robbins. That's a lot of the work that his background is also with NLP. And it is really the process of understanding how our thoughts and how our language affect our neurology and our behavior, as well as our physiology, affect our health and well-being, and dictate not only our behavior, but also influence our health and wellness. So when we change our thoughts and change our language, we can change the outcome in our life. The process of timeline therapy will go back into removing negative emotions like anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt, and do it in a way where there's a conversation with the subconscious, where even though we're aware of the event, we actually see the truth. So to give an example, you take someone who maybe their parents had split up, and as a child, when one of the parents left and they were somewhere around 5 or 6 years old, they felt abandoned and they thought that the parent left because they were not a good kid. And that's a very common prevalent issue in society with divorce, that a child feels like they may have not been good when their parent left, and therefore that leads to other issues throughout life with abandonment issues and relationship issues. Well, in timeline therapy, if we go back and they find out the truth, really the truth is that the parents no longer were on the same path, and they still love that child very much. By going through a process like that and having the client have that conversation with their own subconscious mind, they actually resolve the issue for themselves. And that's the beauty in it, because it's your own inner work. It's your own inner work, and someone who is facilitating is just guiding you to be able to discover the truth about yourself. You know, my whole approach to healing work is very different. You know, I had somebody who just recently said to me, well, you know, I'm ready, fix me. Like, not my job. And there's nothing here to be fixed. There's only truth to reconnect with, and allowing an individual to connect with their own inner power. And that inner power and that personal truth is where the possibility comes from for each person to live the life of their choice.
And I think that's a really great thing that a person wants to really encompass is, I can live the life I choose. Once we begin to empower ourselves, realizing that we have choice, to quote my good friend Ernie Villanueva, that yesterday is a canceled check and tomorrow is a promissory note, but today is legal tender, and we can choose how we expend our time, effort, and energy today.
And that's beautiful, because really what exists in reality, without getting, you know, very esoteric, because in esoteric nothing really exists, but what really exists in reality is only today. Mm-hmm. You focus on the now, because if I'm stuck in the past, I'm missing the present. If I'm looking at and one of the reasons why people also limit themselves is because of fears of the future. And fears of the future are based on past experience. And very often that past experience is something to be released. And people also fear and limit themselves from the future because they also don't have a plan of action.
Absolutely.
And when you don't have a plan of action, then you're dealing with the unknown. And many people, first of all, are very uncomfortable with the unknown. But the other thing is, when you don't have a plan of action, then you don't have a way to handle the what if. And so that's the stuff that we're afraid of. What if this happens? What if that happens? Well, if you have a plan of action, if this happens, then you know what you're going to do. If you have a plan of action, if what's going to happen over there, you know what you're going to do. So the future is more secure.
That is so important, that we understand and embrace that the best security that we can have for predicting the future is to have a plan. Things are going to come up. Challenges are going to arise, but in order to be able to be ready for our future, we need to have systems in place and plans in place that will serve us. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm Steve Kidd, your host.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking, to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Well, I know that there are a lot of people that are listening right now that are thinking to themselves, okay, this is great, but I'm not sure how to start. And that's where you come in, Karen. You help people work through these kind of issues. So let people know, how could they get in contact with you and go deeper, take this further than what we can do in a conversation?
So all over social media. I believe in sharing the message, whether it's my website, my Facebook, my Twitter account, my Instagram, my LinkedIn. They are all under Dr. Karen Jacobson, and that is DrKarenJacobson. There's a lot of information. There are blogs, there are articles, there are radio shows, there are TV shows. There's so many ways for people to connect and learn, as well as the ability to speak to me personally.
So I would encourage people, go on to Facebook and look up Dr. Karen Jacobson. That's Jacobson with an O. So it's DrKarenJacobson. Look up Dr. Karen Jacobson and, go deeper with it. Don't just get encouraged by the concept of, possibility. And then limit yourself by doing nothing. Take that step. Like we said before, what are you willing to set your mind to and then apply yourself to actually doing it?
Steve, do we have a time to offer them a little personal exercise to do on their own?
Absolutely. That would be great.
So one of the things that I always talk to clients about when they start, and they really are in that place of, I know something doesn't feel right, and I'm not exactly where I want to be, and I don't really know where to go. Just take a blank piece of paper and go sit somewhere quiet. And whether you're someone who likes to listen to music or somebody who wants to light a candle, maybe meditate a little bit before, or maybe go sit out in nature, whatever gives you the ability to center yourself and connect to your own inner thoughts, find that little creative space for yourself and take a page. Draw a line straight down the middle of the page, and on one side, put on the top, where I want to be in life. And on the other side, put where I am right now. And whether it's in your personal relationships, in your health, in your business, in your family, in your love relationships, in your fitness level, in those different categories in your life. Put where you saw yourself at whatever age you are right now, where you wanted to be. And on the other column, put where you are and look at the difference. The differences between the two is where some of those limiting beliefs and some of those hidden barriers exist. And that's the starting point. Because you also have the ability to do that inventory and discover maybe there's some areas in your life that you're actually more advanced than where you thought you are. Maybe you're even more advanced than where you wanted to be. Maybe you're ahead of your own game, which would mean that for the next year, it's time to up your goals and set your standards even higher to who you choose to be. And maybe there's some areas in your life that you're struggling a little more, and those are the ones where you would choose to start.
I like that phrase too, choose to start. It isn't a matter of stressing yourself out over the end of the game, but can you just make a choice to start?
That's all you need. You know, when people talk about the fact that they want to release 50 pounds, it's not going to happen overnight. When people want to start a fitness program, and you know, even those that choose to run a marathon and do a bodybuilding competition, that doesn't happen in a week. For some people, a start is laying out their sneakers and their workout clothes the night before and getting up out of bed in the morning. And the next day, going and putting them on. And the next day, walking out the front door, down the block. Everyone's going to have their own pace. Life is not a competition. It is about being able to stretch yourself and challenge yourself to reach a little bit more tomorrow than what you did today. Knowing that that potential is within you. See, I believe that in life, most of us are not reaching our full potential because of the fact that we are living within those limitations, which is one of the reasons why I started high-performance living. You know, high-performance living, again, is not about me being better than the next guy. It's about my ability to draw within and to live my best life the way that I can in whatever area I choose and live at a high performance and maximize my ultimate potential.
I love that name too, high performance, because high performance doesn't necessarily mean high speed, but just simply living fully, completely the best you that you can be.
Absolutely. And you know, when we look at, especially when people, I've dealt with, I've had a lot of clients that have been people of faith and have been in a concept of struggle. And one of the things that I will say that, you know, we talk in the scriptures about being able to do God's work. But when you're doing God's work, wouldn't you do God's work out of abundance? Being able to do work out of a full vessel rather than an empty vessel. One of you know, when we talked earlier about Tony Robbins, one of the six human needs is the need to grow and contribute. Those are two. One is growth, the other one's contribution, but the need to contribute. And whether it's contributing to my family, to my community, to society, to the world. No one's measuring who's contributing where. It's just the need that I have to contribute at whatever scale is right for me. But for me to be able to contribute fully, it's important that I am filled and have more to offer. So when I play from my ultimate potential, I have more to offer others.
And in the end, I think that is the best part of the whole thing, because each of us is created to be us, not our version of whatever person we're beating ourselves over not being as good at, but just simply being the best us that we can be, so that we bring to the world the thing that we were put on this earth to be.
I love that. You know, I very often will say, it's like, you know, how many people want to be, like, be all you can be, and you don't have to be in the Army Reserve for it.
Mm. Absolutely. Well, Karen, an hour goes by so quickly, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share with us. And I really encourage everybody, Dr. Karen Jacobson, check her out. Thanks so much for taking the time to help us see possibilities and move beyond our limitations.
Thank you, Steve. And I do have, for those that are interested in a little bit more about high performance, I do have a gift, a free book, if I may offer that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's the 7 Strategies to High Performance Living. And it's available for a free download on my website, which is drkarenjacobson.com.
I hope that everybody will run out and get that drkarenjacobson.com and get her free book. Begin the process of really living a life without limitations and with possibilities. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We appreciate every minute that you spend with us listening here to Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC.